Well, today we're promoting an event that will take place a few months down the road, but it'll be here before we know it. And to help me do that is Meredith Allen, representing Lorenz Marathon. And I know, Meredith, yourself spent many days at the school, now with Prairie Lakes, kind of tying the two together with the first ever Maker Experience coming up in March. Good morning. Thanks for your time. And let's hear a little more information about this particular day that's ahead of us.
Good morning. Yes, a lot of schools are going towards a movement called the Maker Movement, which, you know, focuses around the STEM, the science, technology, engineering, and math activities. And Lorenz doesn't have a space yet devoted, but we'd like to have a day where the elementary students are able to tinker, design, explore. It's kind of promoting discovery through their own creation.
Mm-hmm. You know, this is so funny. Just yesterday I was visiting about STEM with ACT and their TAG program and some of the things they're doing in the engineering aspect. So here we go, kind of the same thing at Lorenz Marathon. And I know this, as you mentioned, the STEM space, talk a little bit more about what that day might have for the students as you look forward to it.
Yeah. So we have, you know, there's going to be about 130 students involved. We're going to have maybe like 15 or so rooms available with different facilitators. And I say facilitators because it's not a teacher-led thing. It's a student-centered activity where the kids are going to come in and have different materials. And then they'll shift rooms and have hopefully up to four different experiences throughout the day that they'll get to have some choice in. And then there's going to be an open house at the end of the day where we're going to showcase some of their creations.
Very nice. So mom and dad and anyone can come in and check that out.
Yeah, absolutely.
So with 130 students and all these projects going on, I'm assuming you're looking for a little help from some other individuals.
Absolutely. And we've had some good turnout from the community so far with a few businesses and community members. But we, you know, the materials that are necessary, we do a lot of building. So, you know, tape and it's the season, so wrapping paper, mm-hmm. tubes that we have in our rooms, anything you can think of with tinkering, we have a room now devoted to collecting those items
Meredith,
in the community.
Meredith, I'm sorry, can someone, if they have more questions, feel free to call the school and maybe the school can lead them to you to answer that question? Would that be all right?
Absolutely. Yep. They can get you to the right person.
All right. Excellent. Meredith Allen, thank you so much. What's the exact date in March?
March 4th, it's a Friday.
Okay, so about 3 months away for that, for the 130 or so students that will be involved in the first ever Maker Experience. Meredith Allen, our guest with today's School Spotlight, brought to you again by Wells Ag Supply of Fonda, right here on Mix 101.7 and StormLakeRadio.com.